Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, May the 14th. I just think for a minute. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again. We appreciate it. We're going to go to a teaching from Sue, which we're really looking forward to hearing in just a minute. But before we do, like we do on every call, we're going to pray the call in. And I'm going to say a special prayer tonight for anyone who's just not quite feeling quite up to par. Just something's not quite right. Maybe they're not breathing right. Maybe they've got some issues, something happening. You know, a lot of us, not me, of course, but a lot of people are having issues, and we need to address that and speak healing to everybody. And that's what we're going to do right now as we open the call in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, and we are speaking on behalf of all of Big Call Universe. Anyone within the sound of my voice that needs healing, we are speaking healing to their bodies now because Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly, to give us eternal life, to give us healing, to bring prosperity, to provide for us as our provider. All of these things was all accomplished over 2,000 years ago when he took his life and went to the cross voluntarily. And thank you for that happening. Thank you that those of us who are part of the body of Christ can receive all of the good and perfect gifts that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we're praying for healing. For all, we speak healing to everyone, whether there's a prayer request or not. We're speaking healing to all of the bodies that can hear me within the sound of my voice on the big call all over the world. Thank you, God, for healing us. Thank you for your provision. And thank you for everything that's happening to bring about the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I know you just wrapped up your class You did one.
Yep.
One class last night and one tomorrow. That's right.
That's right.
So we'll check in with you in a little while, but we will not make the teaching a part of your segment. We'll keep that separate so you can tell us all about that. But Sue, tell us about this teaching you have for us tonight, please.
I think everybody's going to love this teaching. I'm very thrilled to bring it out.
Okay.
How faith and dreaming are connected.
Mm-hmm.
I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. You were created to dream. Dreaming has an essential role in developing your faith and helping you become the kind of person God has always intended you to be. Excuse me. There's an important connection between dreaming and believing, between your imagination and your growth. Without a dream, you get stuck. But with God-inspired dreams, you have almost limitless possibilities. Before you took your first breath, God had already placed the gift of imagination into your brain. God hardwired creativity into every cell of your body. The Bible says you were created in God's image. Part of what is included in being made in God's image is the ability to dream and create something out of nothing. This ability to dream of something you've not yet experienced is a God-given capacity that sets humans apart from the rest of God's creation. Fish can't imagine flying or even living out of water. Birds can't imagine living underwater, but humans have dreamed of both of these and so much more for ages. A great dream is a statement of faith. And I'm just going to go side side, which is everybody on this call is living and preparing for a great dream. Dreaming is an important part of what makes you human. People dream great dreams. They imagine creating and doing things often years before those things become reality. Don't we know? Everything that humanity has accomplished in history started as a dream. Napoleon once said, "Imagination rules the world." Your dreams profoundly shape your identity, your happiness, your achievements, and your fulfillment. But God-inspired dreaming is far more important than just the benefits. Dreaming has eternal implications, too. Dreaming is always the first step God uses in his process to change your life for the better. Everything starts as a dream. God dreams. Just look around. Everything in the universe is something God dreamed up. You can't get past the first phrase of the first verse of the first chapter of the Bible without coming face to face with God's creativity. In the beginning, God created. God imagined and spoke everything into existence. It all began in the mind of God. The Bible says, "All things were made by God, and nothing was made without God. In God there was life, and that life was the light of all people." Most of all, we see God's creativity in nature. Our Creator is extravagantly creative. Just think of all the plants and animals that fill our planet. God dreamed up the millions of variations in creatures, in vegetation, and God created you. God gave you the ability to create too by giving you the capacity to dream, imagine, and plan. So imagine, with God inside of you and God surrounding and supporting you, what are the dreams, what are the plans, what can you imagine for the future? That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I love that. That was a really good teaching about dreaming and imagination. And, you know, I was thinking of that before you got to that. I was thinking how God imagined everything that we have, everything that we are, everything in the universe, in the multiverse, in the omniverse, whichever is bigger. And it's like, you know, the mind of God, he dreamt all these things, we believe, because he had all that in his imagination. And when we use our imagination, a lot of those imaginations come from God. They are things that he planted in us to have an imagination, to have that, and to dream. Yeah, to dream the impossible dream, right? Remember that song? You know, this is what we're called to do, is to dream and to not let people steal your dreams and be a dream stealer. If you've got a dream to do some projects to help humanity or help whatever section of humanity that is, don't let somebody steal your dream. Go about doing it. Be creative. You know, it's amazing what we are capable of dreaming and imagining. And getting back to the creation, you know, I think a lot of times about dreaming, Sue, and I think, what does it mean when my kitty cat dreams? When she is quiet, sleeping, no sound, nothing, and all of a sudden you hear a little, I know she's dreaming. I don't know what she's dreaming about, but I know she's in a dream state. And I love that. And I don't know what she's dreaming, but I think to myself, excuse me, I think to myself, you know, What about how God has created this perfectly good kitty cat? What about the length of her whiskers? Why are the whiskers the length they are? Because when a cat goes through an opening or whatever, if the whiskers can make it through, it means her whole body can make it through. That's a test. It's there. That length of whiskers is there to test what her body can do, going all the way through. Do you realize that on a kitty cat's tongue, there are a number of little tiny cups in the tongue, and when a kitty drinks water or milk, they drink lick, 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 four licks, lick, 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 swallow. Lick, 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 swallow. There's a pattern to that. And they're filling up those little cups, and then they drink it. They swallow it. I mean, there are things like that that to me are fascinating to know about. And then there's our birds, right, Sue? Oh, gosh. Birds are coming out. They're out for spring. They're calling all over the yard. It's really fun. But I think God really used his imagination to create all of the wildlife that we have on this earth, because he used it to create us. I think it's wonderful that we can be creative and say creative things and be creative. And then there's music. Oh, don't get me started on music. Music, so created, so important for us, because the frequencies in that music will edify us, help us, resonate with us in a lot of cases. And that's why we love music so much. So that's what I got out of your teaching, Sue. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. It's really, really good. And let's see, Bob, do you have a couple of comments about this teaching tonight?
Yes. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you once again. This is, I think, very timely to talk about dreaming and rekindling dreams in particular, because it's been a long time that we've all been on the big call together, and even prior, and people have started out with projects and dreams.
I'm going to take this call. I'll be right back. Keep going, Bob.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So people started out with their projects and dreams and all their intentions and visions. And as the years go by and over a decade goes by, they may start to fade a little bit, or you might get discouraged. And now, here in 2026, with all the positive things that are happening in the world, including today with President Trump in China and the 250th anniversary coming up, this could be the time now to rekindle those dreams and bring them back into the forefront of your consciousness, and to begin to really bring them back into focus. And you can start by going back and remembering, you know, what was it that you always knew was your destiny, your life path? And what is it that you need to remember that you always knew that may have faded a little bit? And are you able to rekindle that and bring it back up for the purpose of getting started? And some people's discouragement might be deeper than others, and might have to, you know, remember that we're still here. So we're here, and we're in the center of the universe, and good is also here, and love is also here, and prosperity is also here, and peacefulness is also here. They're all right here. They're not at a distance to be seeking or to be reaching for. They're right as close as your own heart. And all of these things are of God, and God is here. He's right here with us, and he's going to be supportive of the rekindling of these dreams, and you can bring a new energy to it and make it even better than it was when you first started dreaming about it. If you elevate your energy and take action and have focus and have a time for yourself where you can imagine that this new you that is performing inside of this dream, inside of this project, that you're there. Your project is up and running, and you're there at the helm, recruiting people, directing people, providing love and acceptance to the recipients in your project. And you can make a beautiful picture of it. Imagine that you've climbed to the top of a mountain, and you're looking across to the next mountain, and there it is. There's a plateau there where your dream is very, very real, and you can see yourself doing all of the things that are in your project. And all you have to do is get over there to that site. You have to jump, right? But are you going to make it across? Well, perhaps if you imagine that you're going to have a little band of angels that are going to carry you across on their wings, your guardian angels sent by God are going to fly you over to that spot. And all you have to do is jump off of that space where you are into their arms. And go ahead and jump and fly over and materialize yourself in that dream and just enjoy the hallucination of it and feel it. Feel the emotions that you have performing these beautiful tasks for people, bringing beautiful things to the people that are in need. And as you do that, give gratitude and thanks to God for allowing you to come back to a new level of enthusiasm and a new level of commitment and focus on the task that you wrote down so many years ago. What were you going to do first, second, and third? And examine, can I do one of those right now? And can I show myself in front of God and give thanks and say, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for me. I'll do it for all the people who are in need. And we'll all do it together. And here I am. I'm back. And I'm ready. And let's go. It's Thursday night.
There you go.
Good, Bob.
Thank you for that. I love that. Yes.
Yeah.
I wondered how we were going to get from one peak to the other peak, Bob, but you gave us a good idea to use in our dreams. Yes, let angels take us over there. We're not going to jump for real. In reality, we're not going to jump, but in our dreams we can do that. In our dreams, sometimes we can fly, which is cool. Thank you, Bob. That's really good. Sue, I love the imagination that we all have, and you have a big imagination, and you've imagined a lot of things, you know, that have really come through and come to us. So how do you take this teaching tonight to yourself, and what would you say about your own imagination and creation of ideas?
That's a big ask, and I'm going to take what you said in the beginning, what Bob said, and I'm going to add a little science to it to honor Bob, because he was doing such a good job. Everybody on this call, you know, started out probably thinking, oh boy, I am going to have financial freedom. And in that financial freedom, most people were picturing something that just like lit their heart up. And I'm going to use that word lit, and I may introduce something in my segment around it. Because, number one, if you look back, I mean, I've been on the big call for 10 years, Bob 11, you for however many years, don't say it, Bruce, 15. I'm gonna be in my flow.
15,
okay. Yeah. So to keep it lit, this is where it gets really interesting for me. There's a chemical called dopamine, and dopamine is this seek, reward, go out, do motivation chemical. It can also be connected to, like, addiction because it's like reward and pleasure. But it's the chemical that gives us that motivation to go for things that inspire us and excite us, right? So what happens, and Dr. Tara Swart has done a lot of research on this. She's a neuroscientist. She talks, and this is going to be interesting, she talks about what happens to people that go on a vacation. And this applies to marriages. They go on vacation, and for like the first 2 days, it's really novel. It's also the chemical of novelty seeking. Hello, hello, hello. And it's all exciting in the beginning. And, okay, it's all exciting in the beginning. And then that novelty starts to fade. Because why? Just like all of us, we adapted to one more day, one more thing, one more this, one more that. And it kind of erodes. You kind of get brought back to reality, quote unquote, to the fixed reality. But what Bob was doing, and I'm going to show you how to really tweak this, what we're going to know in the future, everybody on this call that's hearing these words, your ability to co-create with your inner consciousness in Christ is your God ability. And if you can come back and add something new or worship the thing that you're imagining as God's creation, keeping it lit up in you and not letting the outside world tell you what to think or tell you that it's discouraging or whatever, but know that you are creating, and in the act of taking a little step every day, getting better at your health, doing a boomer's product, doing a leadership product, whatever it is that's going to keep your fire lit. It's kind of like you got to keep your own pilot light, which is what is that called? Enthused in God, easm. That is what enthusiasm is. It's literally keeping yourself up, pumped, ready, going, knowing how to self-excite so that you keep your dreams alive. Now, why is that going to be important post-RV? And you're going to hear about my segment. It's going to be important because the people that have learned to bring that excitement into themselves and they know how to lead with wisdom, I'm not talking about erratic, undisciplined, untuned, wishful thinking. I'm talking about very directed, deliberate enthusiasm that produces results. That's when you know that you're getting traction. How do you think I create all these classes? That's coming from the most fun is to go inside yourself and go, what is it that they need? What is it they need? It's not about what I need. It's about designing things, which is what everybody on this call is going to be doing, with a group of people like Bob did and saying, what do they need? What is the health need? That's the fun. The fun is how can we bring something that matters to people that ignites them so we unleash dreams throughout the world. That's the whole fun. It's not having It's not having things. It's how can I make somebody's dream better? How can I listen more to my partner? How can I be more available? How can I be more loving? How can I listen to myself and my partner so we both get our needs met? That's the dream. That's the dream. And so I love this teaching. I love what you said, Bruce, about your kitty cat, because it means you're paying attention to being so close to a living thing that you're going to know how to be close. Oh, why do I want to edit this? You're going
to
be
close. What were you going to say, Sue, after talking about my kitty cat?
Yeah, it's just that you're so close to that kitty, and then Bob is so close to understanding the mechanism. We're all going to be learning the inherent power that is inside of us and our power to hold on to our dreams, reignite them, maybe edit them after 10 years and see, okay, is this still alive? Is it? You write a book and you've got to go back and edit it because maybe in this, you know, maybe owning 10 Porsches doesn't float it in this next leg. Who knows? Who knows what your dream? I remember hearing people wanting to buy Rolls Royces, and even back then I was like, okay, whatever floats your boat. But we don't want to make wrong if that's your dream.
You want to make those people who wanted multiple Rolls Royces wrong.
No.
They're not.
If that was something that they had decided that they really wanted, as long as it's not hurting anybody, right? But you're going to see, hopefully, this blend of material, the meeting. Like, it's not making the material wrong. It's blending the material, the body, and the spirit for a dream that will reignite everyone around you in a feeling of love. And that's what dreaming, when it's regenerative, can be. It's not about my dream. It is how does my dream ignite the dreaming of others. And that's where the fun is going to be.
That's true. I like that. Well, excellent. That sounds great. So let's thank you for that teaching. And I think it was important. And I think we got a few comments out there that people would enjoy. Hopefully they can make some comments and continue. Just don't let people steal your dreams. You know, your own family can be the worst at stealing your dream. Your own family.
I'm going to talk about that.
Your best friend can all of a sudden go, oh, I don't think so. I don't like that dream. I don't think that'll ever happen. Oh, well, guess what? Your best friend just got DQ'd. DQ'd means disqualified.
Well, it's called opting out. You just opt out like an email.
Opt out of having that non-dream friend anyway. So, Sue, thank you for that teaching. I don't want to carry on too much, but let us take a look and see if we have any prayer and praise to talk about tonight. Anything we need to pray for tonight?
Sure, Bruce. We have 1, 2, 3. Okay, I think. This is Reverend V is what I'm going to say. Thank you, Sue and Bruce, for praying for our house and new vehicle. Sorry to submit twice, but it is done now, and I heard it this time. Yes, I wait in faith, believing with God as our provider. I am here each week for the call, Julie. We continue to pray for you, Julie, and so glad that you're here with us. And now is from Diana. Hi, my name is Diana Silvera. I'd like to make a request for a prayer to bless my oldest daughter, Alisa Marie Serrano. She's having some hard time at the present moment, all the energy changes going on. I sent her name before. Not sure how often can the name be sent for prayer requests. Please let me know. Thank you, very grateful. So let's create a prayer, and you're going to hear about this in the segment, so everybody tune in because it's a pretty cool segment coming up. Let's do a prayer for Diana and her daughter, Elisa, and for what she's saying about all the energy changes going on. We haven't even gotten started yet. So I want you to imagine that in the center of your chest is this glowing light, your heart light, that is filled with the light of God and Christ. And imagine that that heart light is moving down all the way through your nervous system, and it's literally traveling down to the center of the earth where it's plugged in to the electromagnetism of the planet, stabilizing, literally. This is called biofield research. This is hard science. Stabilizing your electromagnetic, your dynamic and your magnetic capacities in your body, so you feel very grounded and stable in Christ. And then imagine from your heart up through your heart, up above your head. Right above your head is this beautiful light. This beautiful light that's covering you with Christ's light, love, and wisdom. And imagine that you're now so stable. Your nervous system is stable. You feel secure. You feel grounded. You feel connected to love and truth and wisdom in Christ, that you can't be moved because you know that you know that you know. And imagine that everyone that has their family that, you know, is caught up in mainstream media and all the outer distractions, and you're pulled by all that outer stuff, it's very challenging because it's like you're fragmenting your attention. So imagine you being the strong people and coming into the presence of people that are scattered or fragmented, and you just hold this really strong, stable, joyful peace. You don't even need to say a word. Your body holds that energy. And we see that Diana and anyone that needed this prayer is grounded, is secure, is in remembrance of who they are, and realizes how powerful they are at this time to help others. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Another one we have is for a beautiful sister. And I bet she's listening. And we have a sister who's a member of the pod who wrote a very sweet note today and had a fall and was in a lot of pain. So we're praying for Sister Dina, and we're seeing that Sister Dina, pod members, extra special prayers for Sister Dina. We're seeing Sister Dina surrounded in the love of the big call, of the pod, of everyone on and hearing these words. And this is a woman that has dedicated her life to Christ and is such a pure, beautiful, radiant spirit. We just see that everything that gives her pain right now is just soothed with an ointment of love and healing and blessing and miracle recovery in Christ. And we ask her to feel that as if it's touching her right now, and her cells just take a big exhale and release the pain, and that she and Christ and all of us are surrounded in our healing power, our miracle healing power. It is done, and she's healed. And we say thank you and amen.
Amen.
And genius. We're blessed to see another day. Praise be to God for his mercy, forgiveness, grace, and love. A prayer for strength, comfort, and refuge in God when facing overwhelming circumstances. Just like I said, right, Jeannie? From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61:2. We pray for resilience to inspire strength, courage, and perseverance. A hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. Christopher Reeve. When facing overwhelming circumstances, pray and focus on small steps, resilience, and perspective. You don't have to see the whole staircase just to take the first step. Martin Luther King. Pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, their health, and their finances. For Trump, family, and his administration, safe travels. May Iran agree to the peace plan, also Russia and Ukraine, world peace. Be thankful and kind. Have a safe, great weekend. Hoping and praying that we get the 800 number for the RV, appointments for med beds, ASAP, which are needed for our many humanitarians, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Yes. And amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. We're in agreement with that prayer. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue, thank you for bringing those
prayer requests
out to us tonight. All good. All good. And Jeannie always prompts me in her prayer requests, praise report post, to think of some things, and I have all those plans.
Are you there,
Jeannie, for you? Yeah, I'm still here. Are you there?
Yeah,
Sue?
I just heard you cut out again. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're all right here, so... I'll bring all that up in my Intel segment, Jeannie, so thank you for that. Sue, thank you for that, and let's see what your segment would be about. I'm always curious to see how the first of two classes went on a Wednesday and Friday. So how was the first class last night?
Oh, thank you, Bruce. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The first class, which you're going to get a taste of. I'm going to bring it out and do a little reveal. Was, I would have to say, pretty epic. And I'll tell you why, and I'm going to read a couple of testimonials. But I want to let people know why these classes are different and what they're called. They're called the Sovereign Advantage, designed for those leading what comes next. And it's part of the Sovereign Advantage Leadership Series. So when you're listening to this, even though you may not be in the class or haven't taken a class yet, just process the information as if you were kind of going out into the future. Because whether you're just hearing these words and you haven't invested in the class, we're all in this process together, and the process is about blending two things. More love, three things. More love, more wisdom, and this new capacity, which I call regeneration, which is anything regenerative, making everything come alive again. Not dead jobs, dead relationships, toxic this, toxic that. It's the end of all that entropy and deadness and things that cut life off from us. So I'm going to read a little bit from this new class called New Sovereign Relationships. And New Sovereign Relationships is based on 6 Christ-centered relational practices designed to expand your capacity for love and create a healthy, connected world. But it's a living guide to the future of love and leading. And it's after, remember how we introduced the sovereign endowments, which are 10 practices for founders, people that are building projects and want to help their families and get their families grounded. And here's what's interesting. Even though this is not available to the world, and we're releasing it to a small founding circle of leaders, I'm going to be reading something from it tonight so you capture the spirit of what the first endowments, which are going to be available to you if you want, the spirit of the sovereign endowments and the new sovereign relationships, how it's built and what makes it different. And here's what it is. We take scripture and we take these 2 minutes, just like you heard in the teaching, and Jeannie said, 2 minute neuroscientific practices that are now, 2 minutes is what they're noticing is what it takes to begin to shift what is happening inside your nervous system and how things get encoded in your brain. And we have 30 different peer-reviewed resources at the end of this. And they're the practices that are rooted in Christ and confirmed by neuroscience. And we're going to give you something very specific and real to return to in 2 minutes. But I want to read to you what happened in the class, and this is pretty significant. So we had a woman, her name is Sherry, Sherry 1, and she wrote, I sure have noticed so much love. The meditation stayed within me. She's writing this to me this morning. Feeling peaceful and have been thinking many thoughts of how I will go forward with my love and keep all this contained and avoid any fragmentation. That means getting distracted, getting overloaded. Right before the class, I had a strong example of what we'll be facing from some people and maybe in others that are close to family. My son, who last night really fragmented, has very recently been finding wrong information on the internet about, I'm just going to say, political leaders, Epstein files, and was very upset for not being able to convince me that I was wrong and he was right. Now think about that, everybody. I'm just going to stop here for a second. If you're not grounded in your knowing and your truth and your love, while other people are kind of spinning from all the change. That's what these practices are designed to do. They're designed to not keep you in your head and worrying and thinking, but to get it so it's embodied. So literally your whole body feels strong, secure, loved. This is what she said. I stayed peaceful. I tried to tell him that there was a lot of incorrect information going around and that soon the correct, truthful information would be shown. And he tried to convince me and wanted me to show him proof. I had no interest in listening or reacting, and he simply walked away. I'm amazed that I was able to let go, join the class, and not be able and not absorb any of my son's negativity. It was like turning it off and on like a switch. I'm very much looking forward to learning all I can and helping and facing as many people feeling this way and stay loving doing so. That's what we're training on. That's what this is about. So I'm going to read you something that I think is very profound and beautiful. I'm going to shorten one part of it. 2 minutes, morning and evening. Over time, small shifts become new defaults. New defaults become new relationships. And new relationships begin shaping a more healthy, connected world. That is what we witness. This is from 35 years of doing this work. That is what is now possible for you. Chapter 1, Practice 1, Your Relationship with God and Christ, where a new love enters before you are useful. There's a longing in every human being that never fully quiets. Not the longing for success, not the longing for love from another person. Something older than all of that. Something that stirs just beneath the surface of even the most accomplished, most admired, most externally complete life. It's the longing to return. To return to the union with God. To the boundless love that was yours before the world taught you to earn it, manage it, or prove yourself worthy of it. The mystics knew this longing by name. The desert fathers built their entire lives around answering it, and Christ, in a single breath, named the destination. The Father and I are one. Not a destination to arrive at someday, not a reward for sufficient devotion, a statement of what already is, an invitation to stop living as though it were not. And so I just wanted to share that that's the kind of practice, and then we go into a story about people and their transformation, and then we give you a neuroscientific practice. If that resonated with anybody, and you want to have something that you're not just reading, but it takes you into a space where you're not being spoken at. You're stepping into this field of love that is rooted in Christ's sayings, and you want to be grounded so you have this place, you can feel it when you come to these pages. It was designed to be an experiential feeling of when you know and your whole body is in union with what is going to stabilize you, and the whole world is going to be in a spinning motion. It's going to be like, instead of you being at the effect of the world, you're going to be inside yourself like your own Christed cathedral. And I really, really deeply know that that's what the world is starving for, is to be able to be rooted in themselves so that they're not reactive, so that they are deeply present, so they're deeply anchored in peace, and they can trust that that's going to stabilize. And the only way you can do that is if you practice just 2 minutes a day, 2 or 3 times a day. And that's why we created first the sovereign endowments. And that's what we're going to make available for right now, is these 10 practices. It's a 80-page book and class. And it takes just 2 minutes. It takes you 10 minutes of sitting with the practice on a very spacious page. Not like reading a lot of text. It's all designed so your brain, your nervous system opens up to more space. It's like looking out at a beautiful field in Bali. It's designed like that on purpose, because how you're reading something, how you're taking it in, it all affects your nervous system. And so if you're somebody that finds, you know, senses that your family, your the people around you, I spoke to a wonderful woman who had just joined the pod, Bruce and Bob, and she was very courageous. She talked about people that she had to walk away from because they affected her peace.
Right.
And you've got to get away from people that it's just, you know, it's not a match. And so you have to honor what is going to bring deeper peace, deeper respect, deeper self-respect. And this is for people that want to stop abandoning themselves for the approval or the outside world, and they want to really root in God and act like a very flexible but stable source of love for the world. So if that speaks to you, we're going to make those the sovereign endowments available. And you've heard we get really beautiful. They're profound is what they are. And so we get beautiful reviews. If that's something you want, if you want to move into something more just a more beautiful space in your life, as if you were being taken to the freest, deepest, most beautiful part of your spirit, you could feel like you were walking with Christ, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put endow, $100 for an 80-page beautiful book, classes, and a meditation. And you're also going to get a little thing, and somebody else wrote something about how they appreciate, let me see if I can quickly pull that up, and then I'll be done, Bruce. How much they appreciate the, had a little thing on AI in it, just like a bonus, because it's very practical stuff. This is what he says. Kudos for presenting the focus on AI and the way you present it. I love it. Trust me, it's monumental for moving forward with a completely new limbic system with Christ at the helm. You rock. David. Thank you, David. So all of this is designed so you can be moving in this new living system, but you're not letting the system control you. You're literally authoring your future with the best of you and Christ. That's everything we do. And you're going to hear stories, and you're going to get practices, and you're going to get meditations. So it's an incredible, simple, easy to do, start it right away. And usually people talk about noticing it like the first day, because they're bringing their attention into their nervous system with Christ's scripture. That hasn't happened before. So it stabilizes. So that's our gift to the world for now. Endow, $100. That's the exchange of energy. And That's what we wanted to bring to the big call, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I appreciate that. It's cool to hear the testimonial about it. And I'll remember to bring that up in my segment. Well, thank you,
Sovereign
Sue. Appreciate
endow.
That very much.
You're welcome. Yep.
Yeah, just
thank
endow.
You,
though. Endow. E-N-D-O-W.
Yep.
Yeah. Endow 100. Yep. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, Sue. Thank you.
Thank
Bob,
you.
Bob, we have some things to talk about to everybody in Big Call Universe regarding a new sale. But before you go there,
yeah.
I wonder if you want to give us any testimonials or if you want to go to the sale first. Your choice.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. So we do have both testimonials and a great new sale. And this first testimonial, I remember, Bruce, when we had the Gladiator Barley travel size on sale mm-hmm. half price. And this gentleman wrote in, I just had a need for this travel size of Gladiator Barley, which I've been taking with Boomer Boost for over 7 years now. It is a great product, and I feel great daily. I will be 78 next month, and I can walk or jog at will.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's cool, Bob.
Good for yep. him. It's great.
This is another person wrote in about lignans. My experience with lignans has been great. My lower abdomen works better after taking it. It is so noticeable. That's a good one. I had not heard anybody talk about lignans helping with their digestive tract.
Right.
That's great.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Then, this is the last one. No, actually, we got two more. This lady says, as a return customer, I got this bottle of D3 gratis. I started using this instead of the D3 I was buying at the local drugstore. I'm not sure if it's a placebo or if it is really different in purity and quality. I take it in the evening with most of the diabetic supplements, and I seem to be sleeping better. Sun is still the best D3 if it would ever get warm enough to get outside. I have a feeling guys in Alaska. And here's the last one. This guy's talking about Myotrol. I wash these pills down every morning with my shaker bottle of Boomer Elixir. I'm feeling stronger every day. Listen to this, guys. In fact, I was putting a new deck foundation this morning. 16 blocks, each 55 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the digging, shoveling of dirt and gravel. 4 hours of good work. And this wouldn't have been possible 4 months ago.
Wow.
That's right. And I'm 88 years young. No, just kidding. That's great.
He didn't say. I'm glad to hear he's out there working on his deck.
Yep.
And here's what's going on with our sale. It started today. And this is a sale where you can save up to 20% on your entire order.
Okay.
So everything is on sale here. And this is a sale where it's tiered 10%, 15%, and 20%. So if your cart is $75 or more, you save 10%. if you spend $125, you save 15%. And if you spend $175, you save 20%. And it's pretty easy to get to that 20%. Bruce, the average person gets about $150 a month worth of nutrition products from us. And if you just add one more small thing, either get two of something, or if you want to try something new, you can easily get there. And by doing that, by going up to that 175, you get an extra 5% off everything. So it's well worth doing it. You get 20% off the total. And so we can do the math on it. It makes it like you're getting a product for free.
That's right.
And so it automatically applies a discount when you check out. One thing you can't do is stack this on top of your subscription discount.
Right.
So people that are already on auto ship with things, you can't apply this sale on top of that. Now, remember, with auto ship, people are getting already, they're getting free shipping, they're getting 10% off, and they're getting cash back rewards, which comes right up to about that 20% anyway. And so just once you go to the on sale page, just click the shop now button, add the stuff to your cart that you want, and it'll calculate your discount as you check out. You got any questions, give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you over the phone. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern time. And we'll be happy to help you. And that's it, Bruce. That's what I have for tonight. It's 5 after 10.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Just to recap on the sale, it's good on all products. Myotrol is not in stock yet, so it doesn't include Myotrol now. So it does include all of the other products, 10%, 15%, 20%, based on the volume of your order. 75 gets you 10%, 125 gets you 15%, 175 gets you 20%. And that's good across the board on all products that are available. So it's a real simple sale, and I think a lot of people that might be in the 150 range would step up another $25 to get to 175 to get the additional 5% or 20% total. It's excellent. Great idea. I was thinking to myself, if I were at the 150 level, what would I add to get to 175? And I'll bet it'd be either D3 or it'd be Good Night Formula, something like that. I mean, whatever would put you over the top of 175 or more to get to 20% discount. It's a good sale. And you'll have a lot of
Bruce,
people to take advantage of that.
One of the things people can do is add the super strong pain relief. We were hearing earlier tonight about a woman who was in a lot of pain from an accident. And that super strong is like a magic wand for pain relief. You can also add resveratrol or olive leaf, clarity factor, get some extra vitamin C, omega-3s, digestive enzymes will do it, and also magnesium. All those things you can add, they're all really valuable. That super strong pain relief is 3 ounces. It'll last for months. Thank you, Bruce.
So thank you, Bob. That's a really good sale, and starts today, so take advantage of it. Also, to get to that sale page Bob was talking about, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site, and then there's a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on the Boomers banner. Boom, you're right into the Boomers site, and you can go through, bring down the product menu, the on-sale tab, and then you can go ahead and order based on that. Remember, it's across the board. Whatever products are in stock, that is what the sale is good on. So take advantage of it and line up a few things maybe you haven't even tried to go ahead and get it. So I think it's a good sale, a really good one. So also, it's like Bob said, if you have a question or you need a little help, customer support is there for calling. So it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, like Bob said. So call them up. If for some reason you get a recording to leave your name and phone number, go ahead and do it. I do it all the time. If Stephanie's not available, she will call me back, and it works out really well. So do that, and they'll turn around and call you as soon as they get a free line. Boom, they'll call you back. Take advantage of that. All right, Bob, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's move into our Intel segment. Now, I did get a little bit of Intel right at the beginning of the call tonight, and I'll bring that up in a minute. Obviously, we're looking to see, you know, the where and the when. Obviously, when is usually the most important thing that we are trying to find out. All right, let's start, first of all, with President Trump. President Trump, as you guys know, took off to China with, I believe it was a total of 13 business leaders, major names that you guys should know some of them, okay, to go to China. He's also over there with Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War. He's also over there with some of the other secretaries in the cabinet. I'm sure he made a big show over there to President Xi. Very, very strong presence of American financial power and wherewithal, and of course President Trump in and of himself. So they went over there, and they had meetings last night, China time, and they're probably continuing, but not for much longer. I think he's going to be on his way back in the next day or so, from what I understand. So that'll be good. But what I found really interesting today, we heard that China was under the thumb, let's call it, of the United Kingdom, and has just now received their sovereignty as their own nation out from under the United Kingdom. Can you believe that? We didn't know that. That just happened. And I'm sure that that's going to mean a lot for China, for the Chinese people, and hopefully for a new government to take place in China. We'll see. We're not going to hold our breath on that, but we'll see how that comes along. I found that to be interesting. The other thing is I did learn that there are $11.5 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars, going to the continent of Africa for Jisara. $11.5 trillion going to the continent of Africa for Jisara. Now, let's hope that that money is used well for infrastructure and everything that Africa needs to take them out of the third world and bring them into the first world. Could take a little while. We'll have to see how that all comes together. But I was curious to hear about that. Now, that money is supposed to go out Sunday and Monday, this weekend, Sunday and Monday, to African nations. Okay, so we'll see and have to keep an eye on you guys that are doing mission work and work in Africa. Be aware of that and keep an eye on that if you can. Now, when is the money coming to us in this country? Well, we don't have that for Nasara yet. We don't know, but I have a feeling it's going to be pretty close to the timing that Africa is getting their monies from Jisara. Okay? Now, what about us? Iraq, we are waiting a little bit, but not for the government to be put together. We have 23 of 25 members of what they're calling the council or the cabinet. Evidently, they're not going to use the parliament name for some reason. But now 23 of 25 members are solid, are good to go. Two are not, the last two need to be changed out, let's put it that way, and replaced. Now, is that something we're waiting for? No. As long as we had over half of the members in the cabinet, that was good to go. And 23 out of 25 is a lot more than that. So we're okay on that aspect. But what does Iraq need to do? They need to bring out a new rate tomorrow, which is Friday, or Saturday, which we believe they will, either tomorrow or Saturday. And that's really good news. Our rates are pretty much locked in. As you guys know, the contract rate on the Iraqi dinar has been set within a range, and the range is extremely high, and we should be in really good shape on that. And we're not, you know, we're going to be more than impressed with that if you're a dinar holder. All right, so we got those two things knocked out. What else? What about the rest of the timing that we're hearing? All right, let's go back to, this is kind of interesting, about bondholders. Bondholders and their paymasters have been traveling to Reno, three jets coming in per hour, three jets leaving per hour, 22 out of 24 hours a day. 22 hours out of a 24-hour day, three jets in, three private jets out for bondholders and paymasters to go through what they need to do one last time, vetting, one last time, and then they're putting those funds in the bondholders' accounts, and then we don't know exactly when they'll have access to it, but my belief is they'll have access to those funds pretty much around the same time that we get our notifications, our 800 numbers by email, or the start of our exchanges. It could be a perfect shotgun start, where when we get money on day one of our exchanges, they get access to funds. I think they're going to try to make it pretty much along those lines. So that's what's happening in Reno right now. All right, now, and by the way, that started yesterday, Wednesday, and it will go through Monday. 6 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 6 days to get all of those bondholders complete. Three jets an hour in, three jets an hour out. 22 out of 24 hours a day. All right, that's your bond wrap-up. Now, what about us? I remember Joyce Meyer saying and doing a robot dance. What about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? Oh, man, it's funny to see her do that robot dance. Okay, what about us?
Us.
We are in a situation where we're hearing a couple of things that are really very much together. One, there was a Redemption Center leader conference call, and I'm trying to remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I believe it was yesterday, and it only went 20 minutes, but it was to tell them to get ready for exchanges to begin in 48 hours. Now, are we ready for exchanges in 48 hours yet? That would be Saturday, wouldn't it? From now. From now it would be Saturday. Well, let me tell you what a Redemption Center leader did send. He sent the word, one word in an email. It said Saturday. Well, of course, what is my question? Is that Saturday meaning Saturday to get our emails, our 800 numbers? Is it Saturday to begin exchanges? You know, it could be both. It could be get notified and start exchanges. It could be. Now, the other piece that came in from extremely high informational source was that the kickoff for this, for us, for Tier 4B, is this weekend. Now, I take the weekend as Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes Friday's included in what's considered the weekend. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that the weekend is Saturday, Sunday. Could we get notified Saturday? And then the Saturday indication given in the email would hold up for numbers and possibly exchanges on Saturday? I think it's very possible. I don't think Sunday is going to be something that will hold this up. It's not Mother's Day. That was last Sunday. That was something we couldn't do. Now, could it be Saturday we get notified we don't start till Monday? I guess anything's possible, right? We know that. But let's just say we're hearing as late as 5 o'clock this evening, before the big call started at 8 Central Time, that we are to be, everything kicks off this weekend. And that means we should have this thing. Whether we exchange over the weekend or exchange the first part of next week, as long as we get those numbers, we're over 50% of the way home. And you guys know that. Once we get the toll-free numbers to call, set appointments, we are golden. And then the med beds will be ready for us in a matter of days once we go into the Redemption Center and let them know that, yes, we are of dire need, and, yes, we're a ZIM holder if you are, and that should help you get to the front of the line, so to speak, in terms of getting an appointment for the med beds. And I think that's really good. I'm looking forward to it myself. So we have the weekend, which should be the kickoff, and Saturday could be important for us. And Iraq should have a new rate out Friday or Saturday. That's good. Let's get that done. And President Trump ought to be on his way back. Does he need to be out of the country for this to go? An old wives' tale that goes way back. I don't think there's anything to it. At least I've been told there isn't from my sources. But he is out of the country now, and I don't even know if he's coming back Friday, Saturday, or when he's coming back. I have not tracked that. I don't know that. But he's getting it done over there with trade, with China. I'm sure they're making all kinds of cool deals and putting that oil thing together. And I just think, you know, President Trump is the deal king. You guys know he is the man when it comes to trade. And he knows what he's doing. He's thinking way ahead of the game. So don't worry about that aspect of it. We're going to be all set. And I don't know if there's anything else that I need to bring to you guys tonight that is relevant to what we have. I don't know whether Venezuela is going to truly be our 51st state or not. I don't know. I don't know. Let's just see what happens on it. I told you guys last time I thought Alberta was going to be in Canada, our friends to the north. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think ultimately maybe we help all of North America, which includes Mexico and Canada. We'll see how that goes. But until that time, let's just stay focused on what we have and what we are looking forward to. Now let's talk about what we have now, and that is the ability to get a sovereign endowment book and classes and meditations included from Sue with one word, endow, E-N-D-O-W, endow, 100. It's $100. Send Sue an email for it. These are two classes, approximately an hour and a half each, plus an 80-page book included that you print out on your own printer. Okay? That's how you'll get it. You'll get it in a file that you can print out. Now, what do? You send Sue an email, and the address is Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at Hushmail, endowyourdream.com. In the subject line, just put Endow 100, and then let her know if you have PayPal or you don't have PayPal. If you don't, she'll invoice you differently. And put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email so that if she needs to text you or something, she can. More than likely, she will not text you or call you. All that she'll do is continue a conversation with you by email. So watch your emails. When you send your initial email in, she'll send you one back that confirms that she got it, and then she'll figure, and then she'll know based on whether you have PayPal or not how you're going to pay the $100. So do that. Go ahead and get that done now and have that done tonight and tomorrow. Be done, and that way we'll see what happens over the weekend, okay? Because, you know, once this thing goes and we have numbers, everything is off. There won't be any more, any more classes or anything going to you right now. So take advantage of this now, and you'll be most impressed with the meditations, with the classes, the interaction. Oh, man, the testimonies that Sue has are amazing on this particular course, Sovereign Endowment. And we just shortened it to Endow, E-N-D-O-W, Endow, Endow 100. So jump on that tonight, you know, hop on the internet, get it going, hop on your computer and send her a quick little email and tell her you'd like it, and then tell her if you have PayPal or not in the body of the email. All right, everybody, let's see if there's anything else that's coming to mind. Right now, I would say no. I would say we have it. This is here. The weekend is ours, and we're going to speak that and believe for that to be the truth for us. So let's pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to talking with you guys on Tuesday, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens over the weekend. All right? Down and good. All right, everybody. Pay halfway attention to your emails. If you're not registered on BigCallUniverse.com, do it. Put your email in there when it shows you how to register, and then that way we've got you, and we'll send out an email to everybody that we have in our file that we can send out and let you guys know the 800 number when we get it. When we get it, vet it, and make sure it's right, we'll send it out to you guys in an email. Plus, we hope to post it on our landing page of BigCallUniverse.com. So you should be able to look to it and see it when it does come out. All right? Everybody have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's see if we see something coming in our inbox from Wells Fargo servers somehow that they'll send us an email about the toll-free number. So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done to take us to this point. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your healing that we have in you by faith. And thank you for everything. Every good and perfect gift that we have comes down from above. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and what you'll continue to do with us and for us and through us in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.